Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, listeners, Lee here, and I'm back with another Monday bonus episode. I'm about to share a preview of a soothing and hilarious way to clear your mind. Our first episode of Imagication, a meditation with Peter. Grown-ups, to hear the full 10-minute episode, join Creator Club at storypirates.com/podcast. Story Pirates Imagication is probably a little different from Story Pirates that you've heard before, but it requires just as much, if not more, of your imagination. And that's because this show is like taking your imagination on a vacation. Get it? Imagination? Okay. And at the same time, it's also about relaxing your body and your brain and taking a few minutes to close your eyes. I think you'll understand once we get started. So here's what you need to do. First, make sure you're really comfortable. Maybe that means lying down on the floor, or if you're in the car, maybe you rest your head on the back of the seat. Maybe you're in a comfy chair or a bed. Really, you could be anywhere as long as you are safe and comfy. And if you want to press pause for a second, just to get ready and make yourself comfortable, right now is a good time to do that. Okay, so now that you're comfy, I want you to close your eyes, and in a second, you're gonna hear Peter speaking in a bad Australian accent. And he might be saying some pretty funny things. So it's okay to laugh, but I also want you to really try and see, to imagine with your mind's eye, all of the things and places that Peter describes. Okay, ready? Eyes closed? Here we go.
Hello, and welcome to my gurgling stream. I'm Peter, but with an Australian accent. Yep, I learned this accent by watching movies with what I assume were Australian people in them. I don't know, they might have been actors, but I didn't check. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. I want you now to relax and imagine you're sitting by a gurgling stream. Water's crystal clear, and you can see little fishies swimming around. Yeah, in fact, one of them's looking right at you. He pops up and he says, "Hello." And you say, "Hello," right back. Go ahead, give it a try. Say, "Hello, fishy, fishy fish." Oh, Off the little fish he swims, and you look up at a beautiful mountain off in the distance. Now imagine the big mountain with lots of snow on top. But down here by the gurgling stream, it's nice and warm. Just a slight breeze blowing in your face. And then you think, hey, why isn't my hair blowing in the cool breeze? My hair is totally stationary. It doesn't add up. And then you realize, well, you're wearing a big hat. The hat is shaped like a giant bee's nest. Now, technically, that's called a hive. So you got a bee's hive on your hat. Which actually is not on your hat, it is your hat. You got a beehive hat, which is nice. And it's full of really polite little bees. They're flying in and out, but they stop and they give you little kisses on your nose, and on your cheek, maybe your earlobe. You know, it's nice though. Then they start feeding you tiny little spoons of honey. But weirdly, it's not their honey. It's some free trade honey they got at the store. Don't ask me why. I think maybe they had plans for their own honey. Or maybe just the bee economy has changed. And now, you know, bees are prospering so they can just buy their own honey. You know, they don't have to regurgitate it. You know, however it is that bees make honey. You know, maybe search that on the internet. The internet's great for things like, you know, what do bees do? But not right now, because, you know, right now we're relaxing. You know, then suddenly the bees, they give you a big smile. Like, all at once, like, they stop and they stare at you, and it's like almost creepy. Because all the bees stopped at the same time, you know, hive mind, literally. Oh, that's where that comes from. Wow, that should be obvious. I didn't think of it till right now. You know, sometimes you don't realize a thing is named a certain way because you never really thought about it. Like a ponytail. I only recently saw a pony and realized its tail looked like a ponytail. And I said it out loud and I realized it sounded real silly. I said, hey, a pony's tail. It looks like a ponytail. Anyway, wish I hadn't said it out loud. Wish I just thought it. My entire family was listening because I was at a family reunion giving a speech at the time. It was on a farm, so I saw the pony. And anyway, getting sidetracked here. Then all the bees, they stop and they look at you and they all put on tiny little choir robes. And the bees start singing a song about how much they like you. It sort of goes something like, well, when they sing it, it sounds like this. But the lyrics, if you knew how to speak bee, they were real touching and personal. Spoke to all of your finest qualities, and it made you feel real good about yourself. But not at all uncomfortable that you were receiving a tremendous amount of praise, you know, because you are humble. But this feels genuine and nice because it's a bunch of bees. Anyway, the bees then make it abundantly clear that they're done singing their song and wish to leave. So you gently remove your beehive hat, you place it on the gurgling stream, and it safely floats away. And all the little bees give you a bye. They're like, bye. And you say, good day, bees.
Okay, so there it is. The first episode of Imagication with Peter. Now, if you want to continue your meditation with Peter and hear the rest of the episode and listen again and again, or if you want to listen to more bonus episodes throughout the season and all of the Season 5 podcast episodes with no ads, you can join Creator Club right now. You'll also get discounts and exclusive access to events with Story Pirates podcast hosts. Grown-ups, go to storypirates.com/podcast to learn more, subscribe, and continue today's episode. We hope to see you there. Bye!